This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden officially ends his faltering reelection bid and endorses his Vice President Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. "It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president," he said, while adding, "I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is supposed to be in Washington following the U.S. president's exit from this year's American presidential race. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Netanyahu visits Washington beginning on Monday, leaving behind a brutal war to make a politically precarious speech before a joint session of Congress. The visit comes at a time of great uncertainty following U.S. President Joe Biden's exit on Sunday from the presidential race, with efforts ongoing to bring about a ceasefire in Gaza, rising concerns of the war spreading to Lebanon and Yemen, and the U.S. in the middle of a wild election campaign. Netanyahu's speech has the potential to cause disarray on both sides of the ocean. The risks only increase with Biden's decision to drop out of the race. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
At least two people have been killed in Ukrainian strikes on the partly Russian-occupied Donetsk region, according to Russian state media, with Russian strikes wounding at least five people in Ukraine overnight. Ukraine's air defense has intercepted 35 of 39 drones. This is VOA News. The Israeli army on Sunday sent out the first batch of draft orders to ultra-Orthodox men in a move that could threaten the Israeli government after the Supreme Court of Israel said their exemption from the service was illegal. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
A total of 3,000 draft orders will be sent to men who the army believes are not engaged in full-time study. The original exemption from armed service was for ultra-Orthodox Jews who are studying Jewish texts full-time and believe that their prayer and study contribute to Israeli society. Several prominent ultra-Orthodox rabbis have urged their students to ignore the draft orders, which could lead to their arrest. Moshe Roth, an ultra-Orthodox lawmaker, says he does not believe many ultra-Orthodox men will eventually serve. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The United States Secret Service acknowledges that it denied some past requests by Donald Trump's campaign for tighter security. Details from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
After the July 13th assassination attempt on Donald Trump while he was speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania.
Take a look at what happened.
The Secret Service denied rejecting requests from his team for increased security. Now the agency acknowledging it had turned back some requests in the years before the shooting in which Trump says a bullet pierced his ear and a rally attendee was killed. House Speaker Mike Johnson on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos says the job of the Secret Service is protection.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle expected to appear Monday at a congressional hearing on the matter. I'm Julie Walker.
And meanwhile, U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas appointed a bipartisan independent panel to review the assassination attempt on the former President Donald Trump. Officials said Sunday that the panel members will have extensive law enforcement and security experience to conduct a review of the planning for and actions taken by the Secret Service and other law enforcement. The panel will have 45 days to review the policies and procedures of the Secret Service before, during, and after the rally on July 13th, where gunmen fired at Trump in Pennsylvania. About 3,000 migrants from around a dozen countries left from Mexico's southern border on foot Sunday as they attempt to make it to the U.S. border. Some of the members of the group said that they hope to make it to the U.S. border before elections are held in November because they fear that if Donald Trump wins, he'll follow through on a promise to close the border to asylum seekers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.